You're listening to SBS News.
After a marathon debate, Victoria's upper parliament banned gay conversion practices late on Thursday night. The vote was a relief for the first openly lesbian member of the Victorian parliament, Harriet Shing.
I want to thank those people who have stood steadfast over many, many years and spoken with bravery and with courage about the experiences which they have endured.
The bill makes it illegal to try to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, with penalties of up to 10 years in jail. Abhinav Saad of Queer Middle Easterns and African Christians in Australia helped formulate the bill.
So being so close to it, but also being a survivor, there's a very fine line between a kind of a safe spot. But it's important because otherwise it's not a survivor-led. It won't be able to become so powerful as it is.
The law explicitly bans harmful practices in religious settings as well as healthcare settings. Australia's peak Islamic community organisation, the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, believes the legislation is too far-reaching. CEO Kezar Trad says the federation will mount a legal challenge.
We believe that there are elements of this bill that are contrary to the Australian Constitution and too many of the conventions, United Nations and Human Rights Conventions, to which we are signatories.
Equality Australia states the law is all about protecting children. CEO Anna Brown says it will bring perpetrators to justice.
It's deeply disappointing to see that these groups are already thinking about a legal challenge when we haven't even had a chance for the law to do its good and actually be in place to educate and facilitate the change that's so desperately needed.
The ACT and Queensland governments passed laws banning gay conversion therapy last year, but Nathan Despot of the Victorian survivor support group Brave Network says they don't go far enough.
The Victorian law has really gone above and beyond and dealt with conversion practices targeted in any context to people of any age. They've really focused on the intent and agenda of people performing conversion practices.
An Australian community campaign for justice and equality for LGBTIQ Australians, Just Equal, is calling for other states and territories to follow Victoria's lead. Spokesman Rodney Croom is confident it will happen eventually.
The quicker we move across the nation to put in place these bans, the quicker we will save lives that are put in jeopardy by these terrible, harmful, cruel practices.
The Tasmanian Law Reform Institute is currently conducting an inquiry into the issue. Alan Lee, SBS News.